How planning creates your destiny. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. This is something that was discovered many years ago and has been heard by millions and truly understood by very few. Those few who have truly understood it and adopted it into their lives have become very successful. But how can you know when you have succeeded if you don't know what success is? That's the paradox of achievement. Nobody can tell you what success is until you've defined it. That means if you set the wrong goals, or set no goals at all, or lack the commitment to follow through, your life feels like an endless slog, like you're waiting for the next accident to set you back in life. You'd be shocked to know how many people go through life without a clear target. They're aimless. And when they wake up in the morning, they might think about the work ahead of them or the paycheck they'll cash at the end of the week, but they'll give very little thought to the big picture. You may be working on a deadline or have a task which does not have a specific time to be completed. If you do not have a game plan for getting it done, the results will not be satisfying. While procrastination and wasting time impede productivity, lack of effective time management can be just as destructive. Nothing worth doing happens without a plan. Businesses make plans, governments make plans, sports teams make plans, but all too often, entrepreneurs think they can just wing it. In fact, you might be one of those people. If so, now is the time to change things up. If you can set positive and attainable goals, big ones and little ones, you can create a positive feedback loop of achievement that gives you more confidence every day. And when those problems come knocking, you'll have an unstoppable mental armor. You'll be able to look to times that you've overcome obstacles and made things happen. What in life, if you had it, would make you feel as if you are successful? Without the answer to this question, we can't go any further. We can't know how to achieve something when we don't know what that something is. And if we don't know how to achieve something, we're blindly burrowing a hole through life, hoping that we come across something that makes us happy. So what kind of goal should you set? Any goal is better than none at all, but you can magnify your results if you set the right kinds of goals. SMART goals. So, what does SMART stand for? Specific. You can't just say, I want to be rich. You need to get really specific. Maybe it's $1,000. Maybe it's $10,000. Maybe it's more. If it's not specific, chances are it doesn't fit the criteria on this list. Measurable. It's hard to reach a goal if you don't know how far or how close you are to reaching it. Use numbers or their equivalent. Rather than your goal being make good progress with course, your goal can instead be achieve a pass on every assessment in the course. Rather than saying improve financial standing, say make $10,000 within the next 12 months. That way, you know for sure whether you have achieved what you wanted to achieve. An achievement. Sorry, but if your goal is to eat 10 Snickers bars today, you haven't set a real goal. If you pick something that's not productive or too easy, you won't have that glowing feeling that comes with getting something done. And that's critical to keeping you motivated. Realistic. If you set a goal that's too ambitious, you'll crater your self-esteem no matter how hard you work. That's no good. Set a goal that people you've heard of have achieved and that you think you can emulate. If you have a mentor willing to review your goals, so much the better. For a lot of people, using the word realistic in association with goals can feel defeatist and humble. Really, it isn't. You need to be aware of the environment in which you wish to achieve your goals, if you're ever going to achieve them. If you're not realistic, don't take into account the influences on time that may crop up, then you are likely to never attain your goals. Timed. Place a date next to your goals. Set long-term goals that are a few months out, and short-term goals that are closer up. That way, you can always give yourself a performance review and make sure that you're on track. Don't limit your goals to a single lofty plan. Once you create your main goal, start breaking it down into smaller, specific tasks. Once you have your long-term and short-term goals, you can start drilling down the day-to-day stuff that needs done. For example, if you're building a custom sales funnel, you'd need to make a squeeze page, create a video or cover image, create a sales letter, and make one of those annoying please don't leave pop-ups. Create a self-assessment. For this task, you will need a piece of paper and a pen, or a word processor. Think about one thing in life that you want more than anything else. The one thing that, if you had it, would make you feel as if you were successful. Then, write it down. Tip. By thing, I could mean financial fulfillment, a certain reputation, a particular job, a happy family life, etc. Try to forget about all the times that you may have failed in the past, and simply be honest with yourself. What do you really want? Write it down. Have you done that? If not, make sure that you do it right now. Now that you've written down or typed this thing, tell me what it is. Speak it out loud. Now, whatever it is, I respect your goal, and I think it's a very good choice. I'm not going into answering machine mode. The reason that I respect and like your choice is that you have been honest with yourself about what you want, disregarding any negative thoughts in your head. Include the obstacles that you will need to overcome, the people you will need to influence, the extra knowledge and/or skills you will need, etc. Obstacles to be overcome vary greatly, from problems associated with your mindset to travel arrangements. Think of every possible thing that you could do in your life to work towards your goal, and write it down. Once you've set those long-term goals, start breaking them down into 3 to 5 daily tasks that will allow you to achieve your long-term plans. It's very easy to set unrealistic goals to push yourself into success. Don't be too strict on yourself. You're going to write these things down and create a success checklist that you can follow on a daily basis. Put them in order of difficulty. Do the hardest tasks first and promise yourself a reward once you've completed the big tasks. This means that every day you'll have a chance to hold yourself accountable and make improvements. This is all about establishing a positive routine. If it's not perfect at first, don't worry about it. You need always to focus your mind on what you want. If you do this, you will attract to you elements of what you want. We'll talk about this in more detail later on. But for now, it is important for you to know that in order for you to open the door to your success, you need to first understand and believe in what it is you want to achieve. Your goal may not have been for riches, but money is a very easy figure to work with when thinking of success. Plus, money often opens the door to many of the other great things in life, such as a fulfilling job, the ability to travel, possessions, the ability to go out and meet people, etc. Why are the people who write down their goals much more successful than those that don't? It can perhaps most simply be termed that those people now have something of a grapple hook from where they stand now and where they want to be. They have a straight road, a straight line. And from any other place that they may be, they can see where that road is and it will be much easier to return to it. So much more of their time, and your time now, and efforts will be spent on working towards what you want. The confidence to execute. There aren't many things that will help you achieve your goals faster than a positive frame of mind. I'm not saying that you need to dance in a circle or chant positive thoughts at yourself throughout the day, but I am saying that humility is an overrated virtue, and that having an over-the-top, extreme confidence in yourself is going to help you reach your goals more quickly. You've got friend problems, family problems, boss problems, coworker problems, and a whole host of people who doubt you and don't believe in you. So, you'd better make sure that you believe in you. Feeling overwhelmed, anxious, stressed, or burdened will only slow you down. The more you are able to remain positive and upbeat, the more you will accomplish. Even if you're facing a task which is especially large or difficult, developing unstoppable self-confidence can help you to accomplish more than you thought you could. No matter what your religion, spirituality, or scientific beliefs are, you're blessed to be here. You're the result of millions of years of strife and turmoil designed to create the strongest, wisest, most attractive, and best prepared person there is. Do you think that was an accident? You're capable of the very best things imaginable in life. But that's not something that's always natural or easy to recognize. Acknowledging your greatness doesn't just begin and end with your self-esteem. It extends to everyone that you come into contact with in your life. Your attitude can transform you from a magnet for failure to a magnet for success. By acknowledging your own greatness, other people will acknowledge it in you. The more they recognize drive and confidence in other people, the more they'll see it in themselves and look up to you for showing it to them. The bottom line is, it is all important and beyond sensible to recognize that you are great and that you are capable of great things. Take a moment to think about the people that you admire. The artists of varying kinds, athletes, public figures, or even members of your own family. Do you think that they achieved what they did and helped people to feel as good about themselves and of life as they did by playing small and being afraid? Remember and verbalize your best qualities. You're going to need to put that pen and paper or word processor to use again. Think about the best things about you. To begin with, just think about them. Spend 5 to 10 minutes making a list in your mind of your best characteristics. What do you see in yourself? What do other people say about you? Once you've done that, remember spending at least 5 minutes on it to make sure you get a good list. Write down the 10 best things. Tip: don't be tempted to be petty. I know it's mildly amusing to put something like, always gets on the right bus. Try not to resort to that. A good idea is to expand whatever your petty idea might be into a bigger, more significant one. Think about what qualities in you these things illustrate about your relationship with life and other people. Instead of always getting on the right bus, you can say that you're well organized. Similarly, instead of saying something like, I'm always on time for meetings, try something like, I respect people who I feel have earned my respect. That might seem vague and a bit out of touch, but that's exactly what you're doing. The people at the meeting have earned your respect in one way or another. They have gone the proper way of organizing the meeting. They may be discussing an important issue with you. They probably have a field of expertise that you find useful. There may be some money involved here. Your boss may be in the room, whose opinion you probably have to respect if you want to keep your job. There is a huge list of reasons why you would respect them. And you're showing this respect by being on time. Self-help books often make the mistake of assuming that everyone has a 9-to-5 job in some serious company and incessantly talk about meetings and giving speeches. But really, these things have their equivalents in other walks of life. Meetings in your life may be with friends, colleagues, family, and so on. All people that you are likely to respect. Okay, hopefully you've got a grasp on this and have managed to come up with your list of 10. Next, read the list aloud. Now, you're probably thinking, I had to try really hard to come up with that list. Obviously, it's just one side of the story. Actually, it isn't. That list that you've just made is all you ever need to think about and ever should think about. You see, by being positive about yourself and seeing good in yourself, you will be more confident and act in a positive way. There's no need to worry about being arrogant. Good people have a right to feel good about themselves, and it won't make life hell for other people around you, because you'll be too positive a person to make your positivity a negative for someone else. You'll be confident in yourself, and that's the best for all concerned. Now, here's a test for you. Keep that list safe and read it to yourself every time you get up in the morning. Have it next to your bed, under your bed, in a drawer, or something like that. And as soon as you sit up in the morning, read it. It should help you to think that this process is about you supporting yourself. It's about you going against the grain of what everyone else does in order to be successful where they are not. This is you starting the day with your war cry that you are going to fight for yourself and your future success. You don't necessarily need to read your list aloud, but it is best to do so whenever possible. Again, remember to keep whatever you write down or type in a place where you can find it. It is important that you come back to it on a regular basis. But there are many more ways in which you can regularly and actively bring about positivity of your mind. Don't be small-minded. In your relationships with your family, friends, colleagues, and other important people in your life, exercise patience with them. Believe that you are good enough to be patient enough so that you can get through the minor conflicts and disagreements that you have with them. And don't allow yourself to be drawn into an argument or allow such problems to become controversies. Always keep in mind that you have a greater purpose and that you are good enough to not fall into such flimsy traps. Condition your brain. This is much simpler than it sounds. I'm sure that you've seen the films, read the articles, and heard the stories of how laughter can cure illness. Well, it can certainly cure irritation and anger. So whenever you feel such emotions coming on, have a hearty laugh. This may be in contradiction to your character, but if you do it, you will show others, and most importantly yourself, that you are undeterred by the situation and remain positive. It is also a good idea to spend a minute at the beginning of every day laughing heartily. Maybe you can play one of your favorite comedy shows that you've recorded and accumulate the time through that. An alternative is simply to occupy your mind by thinking about your hobby or greatest pleasure in life. Think about this for about 5 minutes, and it should help to refresh and revitalize your emotions. Turn negatives into positives. At the end of every day, write down all of the negative things that happened during your day and be thankful for them. Then, be determined that you will turn these negative things to your advantage in some way. Think about how they might improve your personal qualities, whether they have helped you to make a decision that was previously torturing you, the wisdom you have gained, what the negative thing has allowed you to do that you could not otherwise do, and etc. Your strength grows out of your struggles. Make criticisms you get constructive. Sound impossible? It isn't. Firstly, take any criticism that you receive as an opportunity to apply self-criticism and discover how much of it is true. You'll be astonished at some of the things that you discover, and then you will be able to go about solving those problems in yourself. Also, compliment other people while not mentioning their negative qualities. Then you can amuse yourself by seeing how quickly those same people start to recognize the positive qualities in you. Emulate other successful people. This will encourage you to strive to be greater than yourself and enjoy doing it. If you choose to admire and emulate the right sort of people, those who have achieved what you want to achieve through hard work, this will help you to pursue self-improvement with a positive attitude. As you will be aware, as you've just now read it, there's a lot to remember and to act upon in this section. As with all sections of this book, and in life in general, it is important to reflect on what you have just experienced. Do you remember everything? Probably not. Read through the parts that you don't remember as clearly as others, or simply read the whole section again, so that you can take in as much as possible.